Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we start a new chapter, Babu al-Nahi 'anil manni bil 'atiyyati wa nahwiha. The chapter on the prohibition of reminding others of one's favors upon them. In Urdu this is referred to as ihsan jitlana. That to do some act of goodness, to some act of charity, some act of kindness on someone, and then later on you remind them that I did this and this for you. And I did so much for you, I was the means of you coming up. And a person keeps reminding others of their favors that they have done unto the other person. Now this is not something that a person should be doing. In deen, in shariat, a person that does good, he's doing it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person is doing good, he's doing it solely for the sake of Allah ta'ala. His reward is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now when he's reminding a person of all the favors that he did for him, I did this for you, I did that for you, when you were down, I helped you to come up, when your business was not doing well, I helped you, when you had problems with your children or your parents, I was the one that helped you. So a person now continuously reminds another person, this Sharia does not like at all. In fact, as we're going along, we'll see what this does, it destroys that act of goodness that the person may have done. If it was an act of charity, this reminding the person of that act of charity actually destroys a person's reward. This act is so disliked in Shariat, it's completely prohibited. As we said, Babu Nahi, the chapter on the prohibition, it is explained from the hadith that a person that has this quality in him, that even when Allah Ta'ala is granting forgiveness on the Mubarak nights like Shabi Qadr and Shabi Barat, etc., this person who has this quality in him of reminding others of the favors that he has done will also be deprived of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on those big days, on those big nights. So here we see how serious the sin is of reminding others. So therefore we must be very careful. When we do good actions, we must try and preserve it. When we got money in this world, how we preserve it? We don't just leave it lying on a dashboard. We don't just leave it lying on a pavement. We look after it, we take it. Why? We understand that money got value. Like that, the currency of the akhirat is a'mal, good actions. The good actions we do, we have to protect it, we have to look after it. Don't be foolish. We do the good action and then we remind people what we did for them. And what we are doing, we're actually destroying our own good action. The person that takes a lighter and he burns his money, what will we tell him? He's a foolish person. So like that, we're doing actions that are destroying our own a'mal, our own good deeds, then we are like that person that's taking a lighter and burning our own money. So the first ayat of the Quran Sharif that Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi has brought in the ayat of Surah Baqarah, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu la tubtilu sadaqatikum bil manni wal adha. Allah Ta'ala says, O you who believe, do not destroy your charity. La tubtilu sadaqatikum, do not destroy your charity by reminding others of your favors and causing them harm. Now why it causes them harm? When you keep reminding a person of his favors, it becomes like a taunt on that person. So now you end up causing a person harm. So don't cause a person harm. Don't cause any type of harm to anybody as we did in the previous chapters. And don't remind them also of the favors that you have done them. So two things. Do not cause them harm and do not remind them of your favors upon them. In another ayat in Surah Baqarah, وَقَالَ تَعَالَىٰ أَلَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ لَا يُتْبِعُونَ مَا أَنْفَقُوا مَنَّوْ وَلَا أَذَىٰ. Allah Ta'ala mentions, Allah Ta'ala says, those who spend their wealth in the path of Allah Ta'ala, they do not follow it up by reminding others of their favors or causing them harm. There's one hadith under this chapter. An Abi Dharr radiallahu anhu, an Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qal, thalathatun la yukallimuhumullahu yawm al-qiyamah, wala yanzuru ilayhim, wala yuzakkihim, walahum azabun alim. قال فقرأها رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ثلاث مرار قال أبو ذر خابوا وخسروا من هم يا رسول الله قال المسبل والمنان والمنفق سلعته بالحلف الكاذب رواه مسلم وفي رواية المسبل إزاره يعني المسبل إزاره وثوبه أسفل من الكعبين للخيلاء. هذا أبو ذر رضي الله عنه نريد رسول الله sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there are three people that Allah Ta'ala will not speak to, nor look at them, nor purify them on the day of Qiyamah. Imagine on that day when we all will be desperate for the mercy of Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala will not look at them means, Allah will not look at them with the gaze of mercy. Allah's mercy, Allah Ta'ala's special mercy won't be upon these three people on the day of Qiyamah, on the day when we will be desperate for the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So anyway, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained that Allah ta'ala will not speak to these three people, nor look at them, nor purify them on the day of Qiyamah. Purify them, clean them up of all their gunas, all their sins before they entered into Jannah. Allah ta'ala won't do this. In other words, these people will be deprived very heavily. They'll be greatly deprived on the day of Qiyamah. And thereafter, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and they will have a painful punishment. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam repeated this three times. Hazrat Abu Zar radiallahu anhu said, they are ruined and they are destroyed. Who are they, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Who are these people you are talking about? That such, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, they are three people that Allah will not speak to, nor look at them, nor purify them on the day of Qiyamah, and they will have a painful punishment. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam repeated this three times. So when Abu Zar radiallahu anhu heard this, he said that these people, khabu wa khasiru, they are ruined and they are destroyed. Who are they, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? This was the style. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could have just mentioned it. He first mentioned what is the effect of these three people, what is the outcome. Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at times would speak like this to create a thirst in the listener, to create a desire in the listener to find out. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would explain like this, and when the sahaba would ask him to explain, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would explain the reason he would do it at times like this was to create that thirst. In other words, knowledge is not something that we just put the radio on and all the time there's something being spoken, or there's some tape being played all the time in the car. There must be thirst for knowledge also. There must be that desire to learn, and a person will learn. This is not something just to pass time. Unfortunately, in many homes also, people got this receivers and radios. And sometimes the Quran Sharif is being played on the thing, and people in the kitchen are talking, dining room are talking. There's no respect for the Quran Sharif. So Quran Sharif and Hadith of the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and talks are not meant to be entertainment just as background sound. So the better it is we have specific times, like how we're sitting now, there's specific time for talim, specific time to speak about deen, specific time for Quran Sharif. For us, we must be reading, not just playing it and listening in the background. Specific time. Take out some time daily. If not a specific time, at least take out time daily to do tilawat of Quran Sharif in our homes. Anyway, this is just by the way. But this is something that we should be careful of. It is not there just for entertainment. There must be genuine talab. And that's when talab will come. And this is not just listening, being listened to in the background. Talab will come when a person has that desire, or the person doesn't keep it all the time because now he'll get bored of it. So at times he'll listen, at times he'll pay attention. And when he's listening and he's got his time, then he must pay complete attention. Don't be distracted by other things. So anyway, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to create thirst, he did this. He first said that there are three people Allah will not speak to, nor look at them, nor purify them on the day of Qiyamah, and they will have a painful punishment. Hazrat Abu Zar radiallahu anhu, after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam repeated this three times, he said, they are ruined and they are destroyed. Who are they, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, one who wears his garments below his ankles. Imagine this first thing. One who wears his garments below his ankles. And sometimes we do it and we say, well, it's not out of pride. I don't care. It's not something serious. Why the Maulanas are making a big issue about wearing the pants above the ankle or wearing the kurta above the ankle? Yeah, we see how serious it is. What Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, is remember that Allah will not speak to these people. Look at them with rahmat. Nor purify them. Nabi sallam mentioned three times, and Hazrat Abu Zar is asked, saying that these people will be destroyed, and these people will be ruined. So the first category of people are who? Those that wear their garments below their ankles. Number two is this chapter that we are doing. One who boasts after doing favors for people. He boasts about it, that I did this and I did that. He starts reminding people of the favors that he has done. Al-Mannan. Mannan is Ihsan Jitlana. Tell the person that I did this and I did that for you. And the third is one who sells his goods by taking false oaths. I promise you this is the best product. You're not going to get anything better. And in his heart he knows you'll get much better things than this. I promise you the price, you won't beat this price that I'm giving you. So now what he's doing, he's taking oaths. But not just saying promise. Wallahi, I'm telling you that this is the best price. Sometimes in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's making these kind of statements, taking false oaths. In the meanwhile, he knows they are not true. Now, this is not a small thing. This is a very, very serious thing. Just to sell his goods and to get these goods moving, he's taking oath. We have to be very careful. Oath is something that is very, very serious, something that is very important, something that is valued in the Sharia. We don't just get it to sell our goods, taking false oaths. Another narration has it, one who wears his lower garment below his ankles, explaining what is the meaning of al-musbil, a person that wears his lower garments below his ankles. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to be particular about these things. Even the children also, we should get in a habit, see that their satar is covered, and they're not wearing, especially I'm talking about the boys, satar is covered, and the pants is above the ankles. And the girls also, we must see that they are being dressed decently. Nowadays, all the clothing you get from, a lot of the clothing you get from the stores, they are such that the satar remains open, and parents, they think, oh, they're still small. But when they grow up with that habit, then they'll trivialize the idea of the satar being exposed. So therefore, we should be careful. But from a young age, we teach them what to wear, what not to wear, how to do, try and bring sunnah and inculcate sunnah in the children's life as they are growing up. So by the time they are baligh, already they got the ahmiyat, the importance of sunnah in their lives. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. When we do good for any person, then always remember we actually did it for Allah. We actually did it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In one narration it is mentioned, or not narration, but according to ulama give this example, that when a person is giving zakat, and he's putting that zakat in the poor man's hand, he's actually putting it in the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, this is for Allah ta'ala. Now when he's going and he's reminding people that I did this for you, and I did that for you, and I've given you, what is he doing? It's as though he's taking it out of the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he's putting that it in, I did this, and I did that. So now this is something that is not like me. A person destroys his actions after doing this. And ulama also go on to explain nicely that this is a sign that he really didn't do it for Allah ta'ala. If he genuinely believed he did it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then one argument and one dispute, he would never have reminded the person. So therefore, Mawlana Hazrat Mawlana Yunus Patel rahmatullah alayhi would say, I even heard this from Hazrat Mawlana Harun Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, that when a person does anything good, take it and throw it in the ocean, as an expression. Take it and throw it in the ocean. When something is thrown in the ocean, you forget about it, you don't see it. And then on the day of Qiyamah, it's as though Allah will take it out of the ocean and He'll present it for you. This is all the good deeds that you've done. You took it and you threw it, you forgot about it. مَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ نَسِيَا. Your Allah doesn't forget what good deeds you've done. You've done it for Allah, He'll remember it for you. You don't have to remember it. And then the other thing is, when people do good deeds for us, or people show kindness to us, those are the things we remember. That this man was kind to me. We try and repay them, we show kindness back to them. But our kindness, whatever we do to anybody else, take it and throw it in the ocean. It was done for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There was one case, one brother had come to me, and he came to ask that from the time he was young and he was growing up, he came from a very poor family. So his elder brother would help with school fees and help him with whatever money he needed, and sometimes with things in the house and everything. He says, we had an argument after maybe 40 years, we had an argument. And now he sent me and he reminded me that when you were young, I had helped you with your school fees, with your clothes, I helped you with your food, and I helped you with your transport, and university and tuition and everything. And he listed the whole thing, all the ihsan that he did for him. And he says, now you repay me for all this. So this is not how a Muslim behaves. If somebody does good to another person, especially brothers, cousins, one Muslim to another, we take it in the ocean. Don't even remind the person, don't ask him for it back. Because what will happen is all the good action that we did, as it is, we got so little good, our actions are so little, then we end up destroying it by reminding a person. Even if we may have a disagreement with that person, and he may be rude to us, never mind, still then, don't remind him. I did it for myself, I've taken it and I put it in the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will repay me for it on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.